Some other news, the Federal Housing Administration will make its annual report to Congress today. The government agency has come to play a huge role in the nation's mortgage market, and that makes some experts nervous. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The FHA makes home loans to people who can't afford a big down payment. Before the housing bubble burst, FHA-backed loans were a very small part of the market. But that's changed. Banks are now more cautious. And if you're a first-time home buyer with only, say, $5,000 saved up, the FHA is the only game in town.
They are the only game in town if you want a mortgage with that low a down payment.
That's Joseph Jerko, a professor of real estate at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He's watched as the FHA has grown rapidly. Today, it guarantees a full third of home purchases.
They guarantee a little over $1 trillion in outstanding mortgage balances. Over half of that, over $500 billion, is underwater.
In other words, the FHA makes loans to people with down payments as low as 3.5%. And so since house prices have been falling lately, Jerko estimates that half of those people now owe more than their house is worth. And with unemployment still very high, Jerko says that's a recipe for a lot more losses on foreclosures.
If something goes wrong in that pool, and I fear it's going to go wrong, it's going to be a big cost to the taxpayers.
Jerko says if the economy doesn't improve, the FHA will need a bailout that could run as high as $50 billion. Other experts, though, are not predicting that kind of financial disaster for the FHA. Chris Arnold, NPR News.